How was this funded?
Well, it was difficult to fund it, but Mr. Borglum often went to Washington. And they just said, he's gone to Washington to get funds. And they said, will he get them? And they'd say, he always does.
Hmm.
And he was at home with any kind of people anywhere. He got along with everybody.
Do you remember as a child being around him or seeing him?
Yes, we met him.
Was he a nice person?
Oh, we thought he was great. He was unique looking. He always wore knickers and a scarf and a Stetson.
Oh, and a Stetson.
I was dishwasher in the restaurant when we heard this big explosion that we weren't supposed to hear. And a big rock came down the steps and he ran out of the studio without his scarf and his Stetson to see if he was still all right. And he was still all right, you know.
A big boulder came down?
Uh-huh. Something went wrong.
And something went wrong.
But it was still all there.
It could have killed somebody.
Could have spoiled the work, too.
Yes. How many years did this go on, your father working there?
We went out in 29, and he left in 41 when Mr. Borglum died.
12, 13 years he was there. And he was always in the air, this very dangerous job, on this swing.
Well, he got promoted all along, and so
okay, what did he get promoted to?
The carvers were at the top for that, and then they had drillers, too.
Okay, so it was a driller at first,
mm-hmm.
and then the actual carving.
It is called carvers, yes.
And I wonder what kind of tools they used for carving.
Well, they're very simple, but they had something called the bumper after they needed to smooth out what the jackhammer had done. He said he worked the most on Washington, and it was the most finished. He worked some on all of them, quite a lot on Lincoln.
We see pictures of them then, even in the nose or on the nose and mm-hmm. in the eye of one of the presidents. But he worked the most in George Washington.
Yes.
It must have been difficult for them to do that kind of work.
Well, people would say, how does it feel when you look down there? And they all said, we don't look down there. You know, they were very close to each other. And had a good sense of humor and play jokes on each other.
How many men do you think it was working on it?
There weren't very many. Dad just called them a handful.
So it could have been 12, 15 men that were doing the actual work.
Some would stay a day and then some would stay longer.
Okay. Nobody lost their lives, did they, by an accident?
No, my dad had an accident. The hoist man, he leaned back to straighten his back against his cable and he let it go slack. And so Dad went sailing out and back again. He just had time to cover his face with his arms.
But he still was attached to that swing?
He was attached to the cable in his bosun's chair.
And so he was loose and swinging for a while.
Mm-hmm. He swung out and swung back.
Well, that was a nervous time. Your mother probably was quite nervous about the work he was doing?
Well, I think she was nervous anyway. But she might as well just accept what he was going to do, so...
Isn't it true that your mother and other wives would climb to the top of the mountain?
We all did.
You did that too?
We kids went up there, yes.
To bring them lunch?
No, he carried his lunch.
So you just went up there to visit?
We just played up there.
Up in the mountain?
Uh-huh.
Not around the president's faces?
Yeah, we just played up there.
Did you really?
It had about 500 steps, so you could just climb the steps, but Ed Hayes had the tram. They called it the bucket. And you could ride up, he'd let you ride up in the bucket too, which okay. gives you a really good view.
So did you actually play in and around the faces of the mm-hmm. presidents? You played on George Washington's face? No, you couldn't.
No, we didn't go over the front, we were just on top.
On the top.
Right.
So then on the back side of this, this is just a flat back, isn't it?
No, it's more interesting back there than you'd think. We went back there too. You could climb down, go across, climb up, and come back.
So then your playing, again, was on top of these faces, and then you could come back down again. So they built steps up there, obviously, for you to go up there.
Well, first they just had some very rugged steps, and they had a ladder, and then they built these steps. Then they got the tram, and you could ride up.
Did people come to gather to watch this? Were there a lot of people who were watching what was being constructed?
Well, at first they would say, what does your father do? And I would say that he's a Mount Rushmore carver. And they had no idea what that meant. It wasn't a household word like now.
Yeah, well, they couldn't believe or
no.
know what was happening.
Uh-oh. And some say, well, that's a waste of money.
So there were those who were for it and against it.
Well, just sort of indifferent. And they'd say, Mr. Borglum didn't come in and pay his bill. He said, I'm going to bring millions of dollars in here. Well, worry about my bill.
I suppose there were times when the money was running out, and then that would affect your family.
They said if the temperature got to 32, they didn't have to.
32 degrees, you mean?
Uh-huh. They didn't have to go to work that day, but otherwise, they had to shut down when they're out of funds, and they had to shut down when it was too cold. And they put on everything they could to keep warm.
That meant you didn't have any money coming in at some times, then?
Yes, that, and you had to hunt for something else.
So even while he was a carver, he had to find another job.
That's right. That's what they did.
Tough life, wasn't it?
Uh-huh. Well, you didn't do a lot of complaining. When I grew up, and maybe when you grew up, bellyaching was a bad thing, and you don't do that. You don't complain.
Bellyaching. I haven't heard that one
for a long time.
I know,
but I thought you'd know what that was. You don't bellyache.
You don't bellyache.
And they didn't.
That's right.